I'm going to start today, and I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Jesus has given us something here that I don't think we understand what we have. He told us this twice in Matthew 16, 19 and Matthew 18, 18. He made these same statements. We read this, but if you're not tuned in to the Lord and you've never prayed over this revelation and wisdom, you can read this and it'll be so powerful, you just pass over and you say, well, I don't understand that. And that's usually what happens. But let's look and see what it says. And I will give unto you, I will give unto thee, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Just think, meditate on that a minute. He's going to give you the keys of the kingdom. Now then, you know, I give the keys to this church to very few people. There's very few men and women have a key to this church. Why do I only give the key just to this little dinky place? Why do I only give the keys to a few people? Because I can control it. When I know who's got the key, I can trust those people, and I can assure you, unless I think I can trust you, if you come and tell me you want a set of keys to the church, first reason I want to know why. What do you need in here for? And then if your reason is good enough, and I feel like you're a real son or daughter of God, I have no problem giving you a set of keys to the church. But the keys to this church is nothing compared to the keys of the kingdom. You got a key to the kingdom of God. Everything, once you open the door with your key to the kingdom, when you open the door to come in this church, what can you get once you come inside the door? Anything. I mean, if I sold these CDs and DVDs and you had a key and you come in, what would be available to you? Everything. Everything in this building would be available to you. Well, we don't have much in here that anybody would want. But if somebody was going to come steal something, I would love for them to steal a bunch of CDs and DVDs. I'd like for them to listen to them. Because if you steal the CDs and DVDs, which I give away anyway, I don't sell them. Never have, never will. If you listen to them, I get letters back all the time from people all over the world how these CDs and DVDs have changed their life forever. How they're never the same. Because I teach what I'm teaching you today. We have been given the keys of the kingdom. Once you get the key to the kingdom of heaven, and technically speaking, what do you think is the first part of the key that you got to have to get into the kingdom of heaven? Okay, you got to have the book. You got to study the book. Once you study the book, then what's the next thing you got to do? Believe. You got to believe. And the next thing you got to do in believing, you got to make Jesus Lord of your life, right? Once you believe that Jesus is your Lord, then he gives you a key to the kingdom. And look what he says. And he says there, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Did he give you any limitations? Isn't that awesome? That once we have the key to the kingdom, and just think, we go around begging for stuff all the time. And what's the king tell you? I give you the keys, honey. I give you the keys. Why? What do you need? What's wrong, Scott? I mean, just use the key. Isn't that amazing? We have the key to the kingdom of heaven. And we don't even know what it is. Just think of one of the keys. I have one of those keys that God has given to me that's grown so big over the years. And guess what that key is? The knowledge to healing. That's one of the keys that God's given me. And as I have studied and sought him out in his word, that key has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And it has allowed me to walk in divine health. It has allowed me to teach the principles of the kingdom to many men and women and see them repent of their sins. In fact, yesterday at the healing school, a man brought his sister from California to be prayed for cancer. I said, why did you bring her? He said, because last month was the first time I'd ever been here. I brought my sister last month, and when I brought her, she had, I forget what it was, she had, and fibromyalgia. And he said, the minute she repented of her sins and you laid hands on her, prayed her, she walked out of this place. She has never had another symptom since last month. He said, so He said, that's why I brought my sister from California, because I want her healed. In other words, he sees results. And not just by somebody that he heard about, his family. And so, you know, that's the only reason a person would spend money to take an airplane ticket to fly from California to Dallas, Texas, and then have their brother bring them out here on Saturday to a healing school, is because they believe with all their heart Jesus shows up in this place. See, he's given me the key. He's given all of us, not just Thurman Scrivener, he's given us the keys of the kingdom. Now, what are we going to do with these keys? You know what we do with them? The same thing I do with some of mine. Now, let me show you something here. I hadn't thought about this. But here's just a little bunch of keys that over the, not many, probably 10 or 12. There's probably two or three of these keys on this ring that I've used in the last 2 years. The rest of them, I have almost forgotten where they go. Now, why? Because I don't use those doors anymore. In fact, I'd have to really get down and think, where do all these keys go? There's some lock somewhere. In fact, here a while back, I was somewhere at one of my places where I have locked up. And I thought, now what in the world did I do with the key? So I got this bunch of keys out. And then I got this bunch of keys out. And I began to look at a key that looked like the lock. And about 20 minutes later, I finally found a key that would open that lock. Now, why did it take me so long to get there? I don't use it very often. Now, what's wrong with that? Do we use the keys very often? Do we? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, do we? I mean, the keys to healing, you know, I use those keys every day. I mean, I teach those, I talk about those. That key, I mean, I keep that key, it's bright and shiny. It don't ever get rusty. It's bright and shiny. The Lord has revealed to me so many things about healing. I can quote, just like when we was in Hobbs the other day, for 3 hours, I'm teaching the Word of God, and the guy back there beside Dave, and I'm just telling you, I don't even have any notes with me that day or nothing. I said, Dave, bring up this scripture, and we'd bring it up and we'd read it. And finally the guy asked Dave, he said, Dave, does that guy ever use any notes? Dave said, nearly never. Why do I not need any notes about healing? It's in my heart. It's in my heart. I use that key. I keep it shiny all the time. I study it. I read it. But now all the keys of the kingdom belong to you and me. Now, what if we spend too much time watching television? What if we don't spend any time in God's Word? What if we just don't really know who our King is? Then whenever the enemy comes by to do something to you, you got a problem. He's going to make you sick. I mean, just like I told yesterday in the healing school, I said, I started to get out of the shower the day before. On the morning, I got up that morning, thought I'll take a shower, and I took a shower, and I'm drying off, you know, all this kind of stuff, and all of a sudden I did a little twist, and a little pain hit me right here in the side. I said, oh, you devil of hell, you. No, 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 no. I said, no, I ain't going there with you. I said, I know who you are. I know you're going to try to creep in around the back door. I said, I've got every sin repented of. I'm not going to give you no opportunity. I said, Jesus clearly told me in his word, submit myself to him, which I have done. And now then he says, I can resist you and you'll flee from me. So I said, get out in the name of Jesus. Now, you know, the average person would see that and say, you know, this guy's crazy. No, this guy ain't crazy. He's learned how the principles of the kingdom work. He's learned there's an invisible host of demons out here that I can't see, that the Word of God tells me they're here. And they're here to attack me and kill me. They're here. So I know those guys are here because I've studied about them in God's Word. Well, I continued drying off and everything, and I stepped out of the tub, you know, and I started to reach over to get some clothes, and I was going to put some clothes on, and I raised my foot, and, you know, it did it again. I just stopped, put my britches back down on the floor, and I said, look, devil, I ain't going to talk to you no more. I said, this is my last time with you. I said, what do you not understand? I said, get out in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you have to get violent with him. You know it? You quote the word. But like scriptures like Luke 10, 19, and 20. Now get out. Leave this property. I'm not going to put up with you in the name of Jesus. I've been given the keys of the kingdom. and nothing shall hurt me. Whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth is going to be loosed in heaven. I've been given the keys of the kingdom. I got the keys, all of them. You have too. And so I drove him off. Never has been back anymore. No more. But see, you know what the devil's waiting to do? You get 71 years old and you're showering and you're doing a little and you get a little. He's looking. He's sitting on your shoulder saying, "Do you feel that?" Yeah, I felt it. What do you think's wrong with you? You think you're getting old and wore out and you're falling, your back's fixing to go out? You know, that's what he does. He does it well too, doesn't he? And many of us listen to the beast. We listen to him instead of listening to the word of God, which he has given to you and me, the keys of the kingdom. Not just one or two of them. All of them belong to us. And if we go around begging and pleading, or then we get a little twitch like this, and then we yield to it, and it gets worse. And before you get out of the tub, you can't walk. And he says, "See, you're getting worse. You're going to have to go to the doctor." And you're walking like this, and your wife says, "What's wrong?" I said, "Oh, man, honey, you're going to have to help me. I got this bad back trouble today." She said, "Well, let me take you to the doctor." "Okay, fine. I need to go." And first thing you know, we're down to the doctor's office. And we had the keys of the kingdom. We didn't use them. We didn't use them. So the enemy wound up defeating us. We listened to the enemy instead of God's word. Whew, isn't that something? "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now let's go to Matthew 18:18, and let's see what he says in Matthew 18:18. Just a couple of chapters later. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verse 19. And then look at this awesome promise that follows Matthew 18:18. "Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Now see, isn't that an awesome key? I mean, two of us, we've been given the keys. Any husband and wife, is that true?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Use the Keys of the Kingdom," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.